Hello, my name is Joshua Gilliland. I'm one of the two attorney bloggers on The Legal Geeks. Thank you for joining me today to discuss what happens when you resurrect someone. Well, on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode, The Magical Place, we learned how Agent Phil Coulson was brought back to life. And there are legal issues associated with doing so, because Agent Coulson didn't come back to life through getting zapped with an AED a couple times. No, he'd been dead a while. We're not talking 5 minutes. We're not talking 7 minutes. We're not talking an hour. We're talking days, if not weeks, of Phil being in the freezer, being broken out of the freezer, and then super science being done upon his corpse to bring him back to life. And as we learned, from the doctor admitting that this super science was something that no ethical doctor would do. So what are the legal ramifications from doing this upon Agent Coulson's dead body? It certainly gives Hands Off Lola a really new meaning. So first off, in California, since this appeared to have taken place in California, or at least that's where the doctor was based, California law requires informed consent of a test subject for medical experimentation. This was enacted in the late 70s because California decided to codify the Nuremberg Code of Ethics in Medical Research and the Declaration of Helsinki to prohibit unethical medical experiments on living human beings. And this is codified in California Health and Safety Code, Section 24171. Well, as we saw in the episode, removing a person's skull cap for experimentation would violate the provision against unnecessary physical and mental suffering. However, legal loophole, this prohibits such experiments on a living person. Agent Coulson was dead at the time of the experiments. So, first off, you can argue the rule doesn't apply here because he was dead at the time. However, when he started coming back to life, that changes the game. Well, how do you get informed consent from someone who's dead? Because that's legally not possible if they're already dead. This raises issues of is there a do not resuscitate order? Perhaps an advance health directive of some kind? Let's think about this. Now, there are many states that prohibit a corpse being removed from a grave for medical or surgical study unless there's some agreement to do so prior to their death. Well, there could be a situation that since Coulson hadn't been buried yet, and they're on their way to being investiture in a place of burial, that arguably there's no grave robbing taking place here because there's no burial had taken place, so they're not exhuming the body to work on it. When you realize the risk of being a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent and all the ways that you could die in a horrible way, perhaps they thought about this, because this isn't the first time someone's died in a gruesome manner. Maybe there's a provision from HR that everyone signs a S.H.I.E.L.D. Advanced Health Directive that says, hey, in the event of your untimely death, we can experiment on your body. Might not be the best term of employment, probably not enforceable, but it's something that people could willingly sign if it's not an employment condition. On the flip side, you have to think about Coulson's marital state and living family members. Coulson did not have parents that lived, did not have any siblings that we can tell from the episode so far or from any of the movies. We do have the wonderful cellist in Oregon, but she wasn't named as an executor of his estate or anything like that that we know of. And when you look at the duty to bury, look at California. And California has outlined who has the right to control the disposition of a human body, and it starts with somebody who might have power of attorney, or and then goes down the different surviving family members, from spouses to children to parents to siblings. And if no such individual exists, then it's up to a public administrator to be appointed the task of having that person buried. Well, we know that Colson was unmarried, and no children, and no surviving parents. It's a safe bet that an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. could have been named as Colson's agent to control his burial. And that agent, acting as an agent, I know there's a little double entendre there, could have been the one who said, let's do this, pop that skull cap off, and let's go to town. And that agent most likely was Director Fury. Now, a funny thing happening here, since S.H.I.E.L.D. is a military organization, we have a war crime of there shall be no desecration of a corpse. And so if Coulson's resurrection had not worked, Fury arguably would have violated the military code of justice, saying no desecration of a corpse. Luckily, since Coulson came back to life, there is no desecration of a corpse because he's been resurrected and his legal status is no longer that of a corpse under the law and scientifically speaking. So resurrecting Coulson provides some very interesting issues of not just is it safe, but is it right? And was there a legal right to do so? And arguably there could have been, depending upon an advance health directive or a will or someone being named as a, you know, an agent with power of attorney to consent to such medical experiments. Now, I'm not in a doctor. I don't practice medical malpractice, but it's an interesting issue from ethically speaking, whether or not any doctor should have agreed to resurrect a very dead individual, not a little dead, mostly dead, totally dead individual. And arguably there was a legal right to do so. Ethically speaking, that's another story. So with that, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.